On a Thursday, June 6th, this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. Film festivals have come and gone in Boise. You could probably spend a fair amount of time trying to remember different festivals that have attempted to take hold in the Treasure Valley. But I-48 continues, not only surviving, but thriving, and the bar is continually raised each year. This weekend, all of the I-48 films will be showcased at the Flicks in Boise, and on Sunday night, the best of I-48 will hit the big screen of the Egyptian Theater in Boise. I-48 co-directors Andrew Ellis and Josie Puzel are here. He's also an Ada County Magistrate Judge, and she's also General Manager of the Flicks. And full disclosure, I'm an unabashed fan of I-48. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Great.
Good.
Great. Andrew, you told me something actually several years ago about the beginning of I-48. And you said, well, you know, it'll be very modest. If maybe five or six groups, it'll be kind of quiet. Take us back to the beginning.
Well, we've always been very transparent that we stole this idea from the 48-hour film project, which originated in Washington, D.C. about 19 to 20 years ago. And I had a friend in D.C. who participated and shared with me the concept, and I said, we really have to do this in Boise. And went to the Idaho Film Foundation. Carol Skinner with Flix was instrumental in helping us get started. Josie, of course, was there from the very close to the beginning. And to answer your question directly, in the first year, we thought that we would have a smashing runaway success if we were able to convince about five or six teams to participate. So much to our amazement, we actually had 32 teams start in the very first year, just word of mouth, without any real publicity. It really floored us and made us wonder what our capacity was to actually screen the films.
And there's a 48 festival, franchise that's out there that some cities have. And I remember you said, well, we'd really like the local control. Thanks, but no thanks.
We do. Yeah, the 48-hour film project became aware of us, and they actually reached out to us on two different years to see if we wanted to become a part of their much broader competition, which does include, I think, 75 to 80 cities around the country and in the world. And we declined politely because local control was important to us to allow local Treasure Valley and Idahoans all around state to participate, even if they're junior high kids, church groups, families, and the Idaho, the 48-hour project, I think, is considerably more professional with higher dues.
But who wants professional?
Not us.
Exactly.
Okay, Josie, so walk the uninitiated through and the mechanics of how this works, because it's insane.
Well, you just sign a team up. Mm-hmm.
And the team can be
we obviously recommend having more than two people, at least two people, but it can be any amount. We have two different categories. They're self-selecting. Novice, which would be, your kids or your beginner filmmakers or people who just aren't as used to doing it. Or open, which would be your, more experienced filmmakers or professionals. Mm-hmm. And whatnot. So they register, they submit their team, they submit their category, they submit their submission fee, and then they're ready to go. And so then the weekend of the competition, which
was
last weekend.
Just last week.
Yeah, they show up at at the pre-production meeting, ready to pick up their packet, which will contain a genre, a line of dialogue, a prop, and a character.
And of course, that is so that you can
Yes.
pre-produce.
Yes, that's so that we can know that it's been produced in the 48-hour time frame.
Can you tell us what those are now?
Yes.
What this year's?
This year's, the novice prop was a little craft cardinal bird.
Okay. And so in other words, this has to appear in the film
somehow.
It has to
appear in the film somehow. They can be as creative with it as they want, but it has to appear.
And how about the?
The open division were fans, like kind of ornamental fans.
Okay.
And the Andrew can speak more about the lines of dialogue and characters.
So you actually have lines of dialogue and characters that they must include.
Yes.
So what was this year's?
In the open division, the character, I think his or her name is Dakota Pangburn, and she or he is a courier.
To be a courier. Okay.
And in the novice division, it's Gabe or Gabrielle Ingersoll, and that is either a maintenance worker or a groundskeeper.
And what's the line of dialogue?
Line of dialogue for the open division was, really, I have no preference. And in the novice division, the line of dialogue was, you're going to need to put your socks on.
And again, it's truly 48 hours. Pre-produce, script,
yes.
Shoot, edit, change it, reshoot, edit, whatever, but 48 hours, right?
Starts at Friday at 6 and has to be handed in and delivered to us no later than Sunday at 6.
And it's my understanding through the years, some people cut it right down to the wire.
A lot of people do, yeah.
Every year, I'd say easily 70% of the teams are down to the wire. And it's always technical issues. If there's ever going to be a weekend that your computer acts up and your software program that never, ever failed before will fail, it will be I-48 weekend.
Excellent. We're talking with Andrew Ellis and Josie Puzzle about I-48. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. On Twitter, use the hashtag IdahoMatters. For those folks who are interested in attending, this is pretty much PG-13.
Yes.
Not too much sex, not too much violence.
PG.
Yes.
Yeah.
PG straight across the board, because we are encouraging and we do have we've got families with small kids involved. We've got junior high kids. We have the whole gamut. So they are strictly PG, not going to be offended or terrified by anything you see at an I-48 screening.
When you started, I don't think many people thought about shooting a full film on their phone. Everybody can be a filmmaker now. It's pretty stunning what you can do with technology at your fingertips.
That is the primary difference between now and 2003 is that, yes, the technology has just gone bonkers. What is interesting to me about I-48 is that while the technology is now available to everybody, the basic craft of making a film, and specifically the art of telling a story, is always the hardest part. It's gotten easier to make them because of the equipment. You have really incredible tools that are at our collective fingertips, but it's still really hard to tell a story.
Are you still impressed every year? I am
so
bowled over by the quality of these films. I thought the first year I went, I thought, okay, well, this is just like a garage band. It's the equivalent of a garage band, right? Let's get a group of, let's have some fun. And, I mean, true, genuine laughter and suspense and thriller. Really smart filmmaking.
Yeah, I'm always impressed every year.
Especially some of the novices.
Yeah,
I am. It's really, I think, what keeps Josie and I going is that, it takes some work to put it on, but the payoff is that we get to see this outburst of creativity from local filmmakers here in Boise and beyond.
And I-48 has grown. You have H-48.
Yes.
Which specifically is for the horror genre, because so many of your initial films in I-48 were horror, right?
Well,
so
it was more
kind of spun it off,
that we haven't really had horror as a genre for I-48 because it's pretty hard to make a good horror film PG.
Yep.
So Andrew had the suggestion several years ago to let's just have,
separate H-48 in October.
Idaho Horror Forum competition in October. So then that way that is a rated R event, so people can be a little more gory and graphic in their films.
And the thing that I think I'm most impressed by is the last couple of years in the nonfiction storytelling and some of the short documentaries.
We had the short documentary project.
I was really, really impressed by that. So how many teams this year, or about how many teams?
37.
37, precisely.
Precisely.
And let's hope that 37 make it in.
They're
all in.
All 37 turned them in on time, which is actually the first time in 16 years that we've had all the teams turn their films on in time. So
very cool.
Well done.
Judging is Friday and Saturday. They're all up for grabs for the public at the Flicks, right?
Yes.
And then you have the cream of the crop, and you hand out awards on Sunday at the Egyptian.
Yes, yeah, the Flicks, all the films will screen in different blocks. There's 12:30, 2:30, and 4:30. Tickets are $5 for each screening. And then the Egyptian is the best of screening. Tickets are $7, and
Excellent.
It's at 5 p.m.
And by the way, it is one of the most entertaining days and evenings of the year. So congratulations, and good luck with the judging.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice. You can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.